Amnesty International is calling for the release of more than two dozen rights activists behind bars in Bahraini jails. On the second anniversary of the country's protest movement, the rights body said that the regime must let all prisoners of conscience go free. According to Amnesty International, the government of Bahrain cannot carry on imprisoning people simply because it can't take any criticism. Many rights activists in Bahrain are serving time, some even life terms, for expressing their anti-government views on social media or in street rallies. Well, for more insight on that story, I'm now joined by Mr. Kamel Wazni from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Wazni is a political analyst. Sir, welcome to the program. In retrospect, how would you evaluate the past 2 years of the Bahrain uprising, the persistent demonstrations by the protesters, and also the ongoing brutal Saudi-backed Al Khalifa crackdown on the peaceful demonstrations?
Well, obviously, this is still the crimes by the Al Khalifa family continue to be a major issue for the protester, for those people who wanted their democracy and their freedom. So far, this crackdown has not let down, but the people's determination carry on despite the suffering of the people and the immense pressure on the livelihood of the Bahraini people. The people wanted to continue their struggle for freedom. The world have been silent about all these crimes, especially today, where a child lost his life in front of the international community. And we see that the government of Bahrain, which is backed by the United States and by Persian Gulf country, does not respect the human right and does not respect the people's right to live in a prosper and fair, equitable environment. I think this is a disgrace for the international community to let this crimes continue against the Bahraini people.
Mr. Wazni, national dialogue, I believe, kicked off recently. How serious do you think the Al Khalifas are in sitting down and talking to the opposition and actually addressing the legitimate demands of the Bahraini people?
Well, I don't think this is very serious at this point, because I know that the Persian Gulf and the sponsor of Al Khalifa, the Saudis, are not serious about having the Bahraini have a voice in their own country and to determine their livelihood. I think at this point, the Bahraini opposition went into good faith to find a way to have a democratic system. But I think still the environment is not ripe for such a meaningful dialogue. But the people of Bahrain are determined to carry their cause, continue to demonstrate, continue to voice their concern about these crimes that is committed by the Bahraini government and by Al Khalifa.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kamel Wazni, joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut.